All right, we are on.
Yep.
Hold on, Kev. Give me one sec. I know we live, and this is wild. But hold on, give me a sec. I know. We on air. I know. But let me just put my AirPods in.
Oh Lord.
All right. Yeah.
Now you're not gonna have a delay.
Nope. Nah, man. Nah. I just wanted to make sure that my AirPods were in. You know what I mean?
I actually can't hear you that well, though.
I mean, I know, Kev. You can hear me well enough, though.
I'm not playing around.
I know you. Come on, I've been talking on these things for the whole week. So you gotta turn your headphones up. I know you. There's no way.
I don't know, man.
There's no way. Oh, man. Yeah, what up, y'all? You're live on Rap Sucks Radio. Trek Life with the AirPods in, which is funny because if you listen to last week's episode, Kev said that he agrees with many people that AirPods are whack. And that very next day, I got some free AirPods from somebody. I was like, oh, all right.
Was that like the reverse? I did the reverse endorsement?
Yeah, it actually worked out. So, yeah.
But was that the reason you got them? Is because I said that I thought they suck?
Maybe in the universe, but not in real life.
I don't know if they... I've never had them, but my thing was more with the way they fit. But also, right now, you sound like you're inside a bottle of Erykah Badu's...
Come on, man, don't be giving away the show.
Fragrance.
Don't be giving away the show, man. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with hate, dude. Would hate you start making, you know, critical errors. You know what I'm saying?
Your voice is bouncing around and echoing as if from deep within a sunken place.
It I don't believe any of that. I'm going to choose not to believe it. I'm going to choose not to believe it. Period. Also, okay. on a more important note, I got to kick it with the homie Omega today, man. Shout out to Omega, man.
Word.
I rolled over to... Oh man, fam, I love it, man. People come from out of town, so he was basically off Melrose, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
And people from LA, you know, we're aware that Melrose is a long street, but when somebody says, "Yeah, I'm off Melrose," you know, right? You know where they are, or else they give you a side street, like, "Yo, you know what I'm saying?" But I guess his Uber driver or whatever said that La Brea was the cross between Hollywood and West Hollywood. And I was like, right. Well, see, we define West Hollywood differently. You know what I mean? Like, it's not defined by a map. It's defined by a type of individual that lives there. You know what I mean? So I was like, so when you said you were in West Hollywood, I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. I was waiting for him to be aware of where he was, but then when I went and scooped him, I was like, no, you're not in West, like, definitive West Hollywood.
No, you know that's been West Hollywood.
I mean, right, by definition, on the map.
I'm not gonna contribute to your you know, problematic train of thought here.
It's not problematic. I'm not saying
because Hollywood is, like, you know, all the way down to, like, where KTLA is or was or wherever down the freeway.
Got that.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, all that House of Blues and all that old stuff, that was all West Hollywood.
I get it, but that's not how you define it if you're from the city, though.
Oh, well.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
I told you, I went down there, and I was like, I don't know what any of you people are doing.
Yo, it was the kicking with Omega was cool. That was the homie, man. We went to Bossa Nova and just chilled out. You know, the view with Bossa Nova is magnificent. So we chilling and I'm like,
wait, is that the spot we went to and saw Red Foo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's We kicked it over there, and then, but it's a total different world, man. People rolling around on the little scooter joints, and it was a different world. Like, I just was like, damn, I must not have really been here in a long time, you know?
That's the thing. I'm shocked that it's still even there. Because, yeah, when I bring that up, that was that conversation. And I don't even know what you and I were doing there. We're just, grabbing a quick bite to eat,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And Red was like, yo, dude, you're not going to believe this new stuff we're working on.
That's right.
And he was right.
That was before LMFAO drop. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow. Oh yeah, you were correct.
I don't believe any of it. Yeah, you're right. That's crazy. Yeah, so I don't really have an opening question. I actually wanted to just do the AirPods thing. I really don't have an opening question other than
the answer to the opening question is yes, they sound horrible.
Okay.
This is untenable.
I mean, well, you know, the struggle of episode 45 with the problematic president 45 is just going to start to happen now. So that's this episode 45, y'all.
All right, segue king.
You are now live on Rap Sucks Radio, y'all. Crack a brew, chill out with us. It is officially rap time. Let's go. See y'all on the other side. Yep. What up, y'all? You live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Wait, what'd you say?
Stop. Just, dude, come on. I'm not doing this with you, man. For the record, you didn't get me with the D's Nuts thing on the mummy thing last week. You didn't get me with that.
Yeah, I did.
All right, if you say so.
You're going to have to, okay, put hold your hands out, palms up.
Not, all right, man. Anyway, Kev. Yo, please like, subscribe, comment, discuss, get down with us. We appreciate y'all listening. Like I said, crack a brew, open your water, do whatever you're going to do. Drive safely. However you listen to us, we appreciate each and every one of y'all, man, for real. It's quite a few of y'all. Thank you. And thank you for the people that are hitting us up on social media. Like, I was like, oh wow. Hey, what's up? So that was dope.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah. So we're gonna move into doing too much.
Too much.
You know what I'm saying? The season two segment.
I'm interested to see if you're gonna stick with this title.
It's a whole year. You know, good, bad, better, worse. We Brandon doing too much.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Not that.
Oh, saying it that way? Oh, stick with the title I gave for this one. Oh.
This particular topic, yeah.
Okay, but I am going to preface it, though. Who's doing too much this week, Kev? Well, Billie Eilish is actually doing a little too much. She's doing too much, you know what I'm saying? And for the record, any, you know, hip-hop head or rap person or whatever you are, this is, why do you care about this? I mean, why do you care about anything at the end of the day? Like, hip-hop heads asking people what they care about, you guys are the people that should never be able to question that. Y'all care about everything, so stop. Why is she tripping, though? Well, she says that there's a lot of lying going on in rap. Is she wrong? Like, she's not wrong, right? Not at all. But I mean, is she wrong about music overall? We'll get into that discussion. But I'm going to preface my title because Kev doesn't think that I have the cojones to continue to say this title that I was going to say.
Right? I have not now, nor have I ever, nor will I ever make any reference to your cojones.
With the AirPod diss and you know what I'm saying, and the attempted palm raising.
You volunteered for that, though.
You
had a choice in that matter.
I'm ready for war. You know what I mean? I kicked it with Omega. I'm ready for war, man. Like, it's going down. You know what I mean?
Prepare yourself.
But my initial thought was, bitch, shut up. That was the first thing that came to my mind. You know what I mean? I mean, and my second thought was, come on, it's not that serious, Trek. Chill out. But that was my first thought. So Hip Hop DX reports that Billie Eilish has basically said there's a lot of lying going on in rap. But it's not so much what she said that bothers me, it's how she said it. That's my part of it, at least. So just to read what Hip Hop DX said, the cover story, which was published on Monday at the time, February 3rd, found a Grammy Award winning singer commenting on the difference between storytelling and straight up lying, which she said often happens in rap. She asserted a lot of rappers aren't telling the truth in their rhymes. Oh, okay. Here's her quote. Just because the story isn't real doesn't mean it can't be important. There's a difference between lying in a song and writing a story. There are tons of songs where people are just lying. There's a lot of that in rap right now from people that I know who rap. It's like, I got my AK-47 and I'm fucking, and I'm like, what? You don't have a gun. All my bitches. I'm like, what bitches? That's posturing. That's not what I'm doing. Bitch. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's a little judgmental. It's a little judgmental, Billy.
Man, I'm just, what is it about these? It's like what was Shorty the Australian singer chick, the younger one. You know what I'm talking about?
Singer?
Yeah, she was a singer.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the song is Never Be Royals or something like that.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, shut up. After a while, I was like, man, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
The difference between those two is that, at least with Lord, I understood most of what she was saying. This is the only thing I ask. First of all, Hip Hop DX. Okay, she said these things to an interview she did with Vogue.
Right.
And I went and looked at that, and the actual quote is like just about the last paragraph of the whole thing, which doesn't. I only bring it up because, you know, Hip Hop DX obviously gravitated toward that particular topic, subject matter, and sort of made their write up about that piece. But it wasn't like it was the thing she wanted to talk to everybody about, you know. She's 18, man, you know. She just won 4 Grammys.
Congrats.
She's cool, you know. I don't necessarily have any reason to have a problem with anybody who's 18 who I don't know. but man, she basically said was you know, my lying is more credible than their lying.
Thank you.
Which I can't really judge, legitimately judge in any kind of unbiased fashion, because I can't understand a damn thing she's saying in her songs. Like, if you listen to her single, that Bad Guy joint, it's like she's whispering to the whole song. I'm like, it's cool. It's a good performance, I guess. You know, obviously somebody likes it. People like it, you know.
Yeah.
She's not playing the flute. I don't see you playing the flute, Billy.
Her story is interesting, at least as it was explained to me, that the brother was really the one, a musical background family. She didn't really want to be part of that. That wasn't really her destiny in her mind when she was younger, but her brother was really into it, and he had her demo some stuff, and it turned out to be really good, and the label picked her up, and I was like, wow, there's a really good marketing team writing that story down, because I didn't believe it.
Yeah. But he did all the beats on a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Exactly. It was like...
So it's awesome. Fantastic.
Come on. It's like the... I don't believe the Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube story. And...
Really?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think it was completely marketed.
You know what I'm saying? Could be. Well, good. Good for them. That means that's the job.
I think it's excellent marketing. Absolutely.
Either you do it well or you didn't have to work that hard to make it seem like you did it well. Whatever. It's all good, man. You make your beats on in television in a TI, Texas Instruments scientific calculator. I don't care, man. As long as everybody likes it. Who cares, man?
That's how I feel about her music or anybody's music for that matter. But I do want to throw something out there.
Okay.
I'm giving away a song title but I'm not dropping the record anymore. But listen, love songs tell bigger lies than rap songs ever told. That's yes! Just something I believe. So I just never really bought into it. Like I remember the kind of older R&B heads and when rap was young and new or whatever, and the boys is out here talking about things that, that ain't really real and they know they not living that life. And I would be like, you have been divorced 28 times before this interview.
Yet you talk about she's the one.
Right.
The lady in my life.
I'm like, how many songs have you written about I'll Never Hurt You? Fam, nine Jet Magazine articles of you cheating. Come on, fam. Like, it's entertainment. And what are we doing right now?
You are there wearing your velvet three-piece suit, being more violent to your lady than Ice Cube has ever been to anybody in his life.
Period. Right? Like, come on. When you started hearing the backstories of not all, but a lot of musicians, you'd be like, man, y'all need to knock it all the way off. Rap is not the problem, yo. Not even close. So I kind of felt the same way it brought back that feeling when she went into the story. But the other thing is, and that's why I brought Lord into this, and there might be white women that listen to the show, and I want you to know that I'm not speaking specifically to all white women when I say this, right? But a lot of white women have to stop pointing at black people when they find that there's an issue. Like, stop doing that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very nuanced white woman thing. Well, black people are doing it. It's like, yo, what? Can you just hold your
That L? Was the other weird thing, though. It wasn't even like, again, it was the end of the Vogue piece, and I don't even, the thing is, it didn't seem like it came from from anywhere. Like, she was being defensive about anything. She just brought it up, it seemed like.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which kind of leads to some form of defense, right?
And also, if you're 18, what do you even know to write about in any kind of like life experience way? You're writing. If it comes out in a way that somebody likes it, who cares?
Who cares?
And I don't think I don't know if Lil Nas X knows how to ride a horse. I don't care.
Who cares?
It who does cares? Not make a difference in my life.
It doesn't matter. And that's, I guess that would be, if I was standing there, I'd just be like, look. It don't matter if you telling the truth that you lying, and who knows? Michael Jackson never got married and sang "Always Be the Lady in My Life." Who was he talking to? Like, it's not.
He sure did.
It's like, come on, man. Like, he sure did. Did he?
No, he sure did talk about that. You're right.
He sure did.
See, you would catch a nuance of the tone in my voice if you weren't wearing those terrible headphones.
Listen. I don't want to discuss your humor and why I have to think at least five to 10 seconds before I figure out the joke.
Why do you always need the latest technology trick? This young lady and her brother made an album completely on an abacus and a protractor.
The problem, Kev, is I'm too busy with my AK-47 and my bitches. I'm out here posturing and I have to stop posturing. That's why. That's why I need the latest technology. I'm posturing right now. You know what I mean?
Because all the beats were just the sounds that her microwave makes when it finishes cooking something.
I mean,
just
right?
Beeps and just spoons and knives around the kitchen. It's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story.
And yet you have to be on the cutting edge.
Right, I mean, bleeding edge of technology. Not the AirPod 2s, the AirPod 1s, which means I got to be a step behind while pretending to be a step forward. speaking Billy. Of an interesting story, cause I didn't put this down. I didn't want to make this person the doing too much or whatever. But let's spend a few minutes on the Gayle King incident. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, we met. If we, you know, all right. All right, so I know most of the world's familiar with this, or most of the world that would be listening to this show, at least, where Gayle King had an interview, exclusive interview with Lisa Leslie in the wake of the passing of Kobe Bryant, and went into, as we knew, would happen at least a week later. For some people, it was literally the moment that he passed, the rape allegations that were levied on him in Colorado. So we're at a cross in conversation between a few things. One of them I refuse to discuss, and I refuse to discuss them in the name of Kev Sakota, because Kev says something early on. If you guys go back to the early episodes of the show, a bunch of dudes sitting around discussing topics that are about the lives and the effect of women, that the things that affect women, is just corny. It's just corny. You know what I mean? Even if it's an intelligent discussion, it comes off corny. You know what I mean? So I more or less want to discuss, and of course, Kev, if you want to go into it a different angle, then, you know, please feel free. I would prefer to discuss the cross between when is the right time to ask these type of questions, and what exactly is a journalist's job in this situation? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because,
right. I do agree. I do still feel like it's corny. I feel like, you and I especially are really good at being corny without getting into that particular trick bag.
I have on AirPods.
We don't need more. Yeah, look at you. Oh, you need to take a long hard look in whatever the nearest mirror is to you.
I'm raising the level of corn right now. We're good. Corn subsidizing. You know what I mean? It's all good.
But I do have a slightly different take. Well, this is the other thing I've noticed is that. And I don't know if it's just something that affects conversations around or between people of color, between women as well, or any disenfranchised groups. Like when they're talking to them, you know, people within that same group, is that just while we've been doing this podcast, things have gone from, you know, the things that bothered us early on still remain the same, which is if you're going to say something online, we know if you're saying it just to be sort of contrarian.
Right.
You're already corny and you should get called out for it, or you should just be ignored, but you're really corny and you're goofy.
Right. Clear.
And shut up. But now what started to happen is that people, you know, then go through the cancel sort of moment. And now already just in the last week, I'm already seeing people who are like, you know, why are you giving her such a hard time? You know, and then the defense that is a very legitimate defense as well. So it's almost like, it's just, I think maybe at some point the hope is that, and I'm, you know, me, I'm Kev, I'm the optimist, right? okay. You want to hope that maybe it just comes around to maybe at some point we can just have a normal conversation without just wasting our time on a bunch of corny stuff, you know, because the one thing that I will say that, you know, I'm not saying it's an original thought, but I haven't seen anybody else say it, is that unless Gayle King was in Kobe's ass for the last 20 years about this topic,
right,
while he was around to be able to speak on it, then no, now is not the time. Just like four weeks ago was not the time. You know, right.
Well,
it's like, you know, if you want to bring it up now, okay, but then you're gonna look like an asshole. She's mad because it came out, and you know, I'm willing to admit that maybe, you know, the network saw an opportunity to put something out there that was going to get attention for, you know, around one of their personalities. But she said it. And it wasn't, I don't think it was taken out of context.
It wasn't. She tried to sell it like it was taken out of context, but it wasn't taken. It's like the Ari Shaffir dude, where Gayle King and that dude are not on the same level in this. But you know, you got to be careful, man. And the other thing is this, we discussed this a while ago, and there was a bit of difference of opinion, if I can remember correctly, but I think we both still kind of agreed with the premise, which is this cancel culture thing, which I don't have a problem with. I think it's, you know, it is what it is. It is going to start reaping, you know, reverse fruit, like, or sowing reverse fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people are going to get tired of, people are going to get tired of the way that, that these things are conversed about. And I think if you have a record like Gail and Oprah of kind of always being on this other side, you know what I mean? Then it's not so much just the Kobe issue that has people upset with you. You know what I mean? It's that you have a record of this. You know? It's
right.
We all kind of agreed on R. Kelly. We were like, all right, that's trash. But you have a kind of a bit of a record of going after black men, especially young black men, you know what I'm saying? Or black men that you feel are outside of the suit and tie code. You know, like everybody's supposed to walk the same, act the same. There is no such thing as freedom. You know, everybody puts on a church suit and goes outside and checks their watch, you know, their Rolex, and acts like can be somebody, right? You have a record of going after the you know, black man from the hood, black man from the city, black man that represents urban culture. You know what I'm saying? So Gail's canceling and the attacks on her, where I don't really, I'm not a person that thinks that, and I, this is funny because I just literally call Billie Eilish a bitch, but that's not really what I'm, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not a person who feels like the name calling is necessary. You know, I don't feel like with the vitriol behind it, you know what I mean? I don't feel like the death threats are necessary. I think that's a bit too much. You know what I mean? But like you, I'm like, okay, but why now? You had plenty of time to ask these questions. You had plenty of time to bring this up. You had plenty of time to have this conversation. And trust me, this is a much more detailed conversation than many people are allowing it to be. You know what I'm saying? The conversation about Kobe's allegations. And it's a conversation, right, that, in my opinion, needs to be led by women. It can't be led by dudes. It needs to be led by women. You know what I'm saying? So every time I see a dude leading the conversation, I'm done with it. Like, come on, man, what are you doing? You know? It almost feels like you just want to be on this side now. You know? And that, mm-hmm, that's corny to me. No matter how intelligent you're trying to have the conversation, it just doesn't. It's not that it doesn't sound right. It just doesn't come off 100% genuine. You know what I mean? It just comes off like, I don't know, like you just being on a side for the sake of being on a side, you know?
Yeah, I agree 100% with that as far as, you know, dudes talking about it. You know, with regard to Gail, the thing that I think she put herself in a bad situation unnecessarily, at a time where there was no reason for it. Whether or not the question in a vacuum may or may not have been legitimate, that's the thing.
Right. Because
when it came to R. Kelly, she was one of very few people at her level of notoriety who sat there and had this crazy person spitting on her, crying at her, yelling around her, you know,
right,
on national television,
right.
You know, if that's what you choose to do, that's probably how you need to be doing it.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Kobe deserved that or not, whatever. That's my thing, is it's kind of beside the point. It's like, don't put Lisa Leslie in that position.
Well, and continue,
you know, or else Marshawn Lynch is going to end up being professional sports, the greatest PR consultant for professional athletes that the country has ever seen.
Yes.
And all you're going to get is people walking away from you.
Right.
And then the story that you were trying to manufacture is not going to, you're not going to get the story you want, nor are you going to get the bullshit story that you're trying to like somehow force, because she needed to press the issue, because if she didn't, that's, no one's going to be asking that question next week, just like they haven't been asking for the last 10 years.
Right. Yeah. You went for it. You tried it. I said the same thing about Ari Shaffir. Again, they're not on the same level to me, but I said the same thing about Ari Shaffir. All right, well, you know, sometimes when you try to dance with the bear, you can't stop until the bear wants to stop. You know what I'm saying? You try.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, he got folded up, and it's not like he's, you know.
Yeah.
Very few people have the power to be like, you know, the president and just continue to say that they're right.
It's one of those things that
it's
I
like
think.
He, yeah. He bailed, you know, which is like, hey, it's at some point, sometimes you got to run. And he ran. And, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone, all his friends seemed like they were telling him to run as well. Like, you need to keep your head down and shut the hell up.
Well, yeah. And it falls into Trek Life's discussion about comedy. Okay, now remember, you're playing a game and everybody ain't got to laugh. And that's where I'm at with Gail. You've already articulated the point excellently. Like, if you weren't going to ask the question when he was alive directly to him, why are you putting Lisa Leslie in this situation, right? But then turn around and say that you were things were misunderstood. No, you said exactly what you said. So just live with it. I don't think the death threats, I think that's extra'd out. That's a little too much, you know?
Yeah, but, come on. But also, I would have, the first call, if I'm Gail, the first call I make is to Oprah and say, don't talk about this, and definitely don't be crying to nobody about how I feel about this. It sucks. I don't need you doing that. It's going to make it worse.
Yes, and Oprah has a way of making things worse, you know what I mean? But I did think real quick, like, when she's crying, I was like, you get a death threat, and you get a death threat. I don't know why that came up. It's not. I don't expect people. This is the key as we move on into the next segment or whatever, because it's going to be a contradiction to my opinion, right? But I don't expect people to control their emotions, which is why I don't put a certain energy out into the ether. You know what I'm saying? Out into the universe. I don't conduct myself a certain way because I just don't expect people to be able to control their emotions. You know?
Right.
I want to be able to have the Kobe Bryant allegations conversation. I want to be able to have it on my Facebook page. I'll never in 1,000 years do that because I just can't expect people to be able to control their emotions. They're not going to be able to. You know what I'm saying? It's a highly volatile, highly emotional subject that I can't ever fathom or understand. Although, you know, some men can. You know what I mean? I can't. Well, you know, I don't even know how to approach that subject to where everyone can be included in the conversation, because I think it's a more of a listening situation than it's a talking situation. You know what I mean? For Gail, yep. I think it's the same thing. And I know that she's a woman. I get that. But you're talking to another woman who is mourning the loss of her friend. You know what I mean? But you went at it 3 times. And when she responded, you debunked it. Now, I'm not sure. Journalists really love protecting this ideology that you don't get good or solid answers if you don't badger people. And maybe that's the case. Maybe if I was truly a savant of journalism, I'd understand and respect what she did. But I do think that there's a bit of cowardice in it. When he's gone. He's not here to answer these questions. And it's been behind him for, you know, 15, almost 20 years. So
yeah, it's just sort of a goof. You know, it's a goofy way to put shit out of context. It's like if she booked an interview with a professional basketball player who happened to be a woman to talk about the legacy of somebody who just died. If she wanted to have a substantive discussion about allegations from years ago, you know. What, you know, there's a reason she didn't book Gloria Allred to do the interview about Kobe. You know, and it's nothing against Gloria Allred or anybody who fights for women's rights. It has nothing to, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're putting on a show.
Exactly.
You know,
Exactly.
It's news, but it's on TV. It's entertainment. It's you. There, you put some thought into booking the right person. You know.
Right.
And maybe there's some people that didn't want to talk to you, but at some point, Lisa Leslie's on that list.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talked to her, but yeah, you know, that's, you know, and then at the end of the day, it's like, man, you got it. Everybody. Pretty sure you got some class, so
right.
You gotta be right. able to show it a little bit.
So. I'm lost. I was lost on it. I tried to understand it. I don't. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, again, the fallout for it, it's extreme. But my thing is, I just as a general personal rule. I just don't put certain energy out. You know what I mean? Maybe that's her job. Maybe that's what somebody that's a professional at this will tell me. But I've seen people do it much more tactfully than that, and I think that's the end of the story. Yeah. You know what I mean? But anyway, yep. let's move on. Unless you have another point on it.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So let's move on. Let's move on to two. You know, we talked about. Two idiots. So let's move on to another two idiots. all right. Title of this is From Victim to Asshole, Real Quick. You know what I'm saying?
Real quick.
Visalia couple left bikes in yard to lure thieves, beat them with bats, and post videos of it on YouTube. Do you know where that's at, Kev? Where the city of Visalia is?
Yeah, it's like Central California.
Yeah.
It's, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
North of Bakersfield and south of Fresno. So, just for those people who I had never even heard of that city before.
Oh, yeah. It's like farm town, I believe, right?
Yeah. It seems like it.
it's from a place where people ride bikes, I guess.
a lot of people are stealing bikes. KTLA5.com reports that Corey Cornut, age 25, and Savannah. I'll say Grillitz or Group. I don't know if the two L's. I'm not sure. Savannah Grillitz. Let's say that. What's up?
No, nothing. I was like, you don't want. Let's not pronounce it Griot.
I looked at it twice and said, yeah, I don't think I should do that. Age 29. They were arrested on suspicions of assault with a deadly weapon and conspiracy in connection with a series of at least four beatings, which took place between July and November near their home in. The 200 block of wherever they from, whatever, who cares? Quote, in the videos, it appears as if this is a quote from law enforcement. In the videos, it appears as if the subjects planted a bicycle in the front yard of their residence, unsecured, and waited for someone to try and steal the bicycle. Once someone tried to steal the bike, the suspects would rush from the house and assault the individual with a baseball bat. That's it. Shout out to Data One for bringing me this story. By the way, this is courtesy of Data One. This is a vigilante justice, man. Like, I'm not sure. I when people steal from you, it's infuriating. I do know that. Like the times I had my car stereo still broken and it's stolen out of my car. Like I just remember being so. Angry and trying to figure out how to come up with a device that would spray acid on people if they stole my stereo.
Wow.
That's how mad I was, yo. But I never did it. Like, I never exacted the revenge. It didn't make any sense to put myself in jail for it. I don't know. This just seems absolutely stupid. This is a really dumb thing for dumb people to do. And y'all dumb. And that's what... They dumb for stealing your bike, but y'all, but then you stoop to a level of stupidity that they're not even on. You know what I mean?
You know what's awesome?
What's that?
The dude's last name is Corn Nut.
I didn't even read it like that.
Corey Corn Nut. That literally, that it sounds like a children's book.
Dude,
Just what in the hell?
It must represent brain size. I'm like, what happened? Like, what happens if you kill somebody, dude? Then what? Over a bike.
Yeah, you're going to feel stupid.
You better hope the judge from last week is like, well, it wasn't about the killing with the bat, but yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't really that. Like, come on, man. Nah, he's going to jail for 11 years. It's Visalia, yo. It's a wrap. None of these people have bread. You know what I'm saying? You going to jail.
Yeah, this is nothing new, though. This is like the gentrification generation's Charles Bronson. It's like death wish Visalia. Or whatever the hell. You know what it reminded me of, though? Huh. Remember, and I went back, episode 32. We talked about our hero then, Akio Hattori, who stole 159 bicycle seats.
That's right.
To exact revenge upon the people who had stolen his bicycle seat.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I think what we need to do, just hear me out, I think what we need to do is set up some sort of a cage match, or at least just challenge him to steal one of their bikes without getting hemmed up.
But he could get the seats without a problem. I don't know about the whole bike. I think the seats he got on a lot. Like, my man got the, he got, I still will never forget how organized the bike seats were.
It was great.
It was like, what just happened?
It was like Marie Kondo, like, went to the scene of the crime and just was like, well, you know, it's a little bit of a mess.
Oh my god, yo. Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying,
yeah, dude, late. These two. Oh.
Nah, go ahead, go ahead.
No. I mean, we pretty much covered it. I mean, good lord. Beating somebody with a baseball bat because they, you know, stole your unlocked bike. Like, you know.
Yeah. I'll be the first person to say it sucks to have something stolen, but, you know, don't carry out what happens in your head.
Whatever happened to the dude who, you remember the YouTube guy, the engineer who did the glitter bomb in the package for when people steal the packages?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, didn't he somehow, or someone try to get him in trouble or sue him or something like that for that?
I don't remember, but I do.
There was a piece of what he did that was technically some sort of, maybe it was that he was putting people on camera without their permission or something, but. But that was brilliant, and that was very well thought out. And he even almost got, you know, a little bit of heat for that. So don't take the law in your own hands. You know,
a lot of it seemed like as I was watching that glitter bomb thing, I kept going, "This can't really be legal." Like I right. just felt like, ah, there's something about this that you can't. This can't really be legal. You know what I mean? Speaking of legal, okay, let me, again, another preface before we get into a topic. My bad, y'all, for all the prefaces, but I promise we will never have another topic. This will not be another be a topic of discussion again. This is the third time.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I just don't want this to be that show where, like, every week.
Well, listen, nobody does. But, you know, we have a job to do, Trek.
Alright. But the only reason that I actually picked this is because I just kicked it with the homie Omega from Queens, New York. And I wanted a New York.
Oh, yeah. They're getting
I wanted a New York story. You know what I mean? And yeah. this happened to be a Queens story, if I looked it up on the map correctly.
That is correct.
Alright. So I was like, all right, this ain't going to be his favorite story, but I do have a New York story in here. All right. Man masturbates on E-train while combing his beard with a knife.
Wait, say that again without me laughing over it.
Man masturbates on board E-train while combing his beard with a knife.
with a knife
in Forest Hill. All right, so Kev's title for this: Florida, Hold My Beard. Very good title.
Thank you. I have a subtitle.
All right, go ahead.
And this is the reason why I don't think this is the end of the line for this chain of subject matter.
Okay.
Or train of subject matter, as the case may
Jesus.
Be.
Jesus.
All right. Subtitle is You're a Jerk Part 3. The Empire State Strikes Back.
All right. So I wrote that down. I was hyped.
What?
Yeah, I actually wrote You're a Jerk Part 3, The Empire Strikes Back. I wrote that. Yeah. I wrote it in the notes, so we both were of the same mind because I wrote it in the notes. Like,
there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know we are going to be the J.J. Abrams of this.
I just feel like this is actually not it's as...
But trust, the next few are going to be really terrible.
This isn't as funny as the last one. It was actually a little scary. For the poor woman who he subjected this all to. But my people involved in this is the real Nasty Nas. I'm sticking to Queens in this, man. I'm not leaving Queens. This is the real Nasty Nas. Forest Hill Post: the police are looking for a man who masturbated next to a female strap hanger on board. Good Lord. I know what it's strap hanger means. Yeah, I know, but it's the okay. Female strap hanger on board the E-train last week. What's up?
But do you?
I don't. I do, but I just didn't want to. I didn't want to have to say that in one sentence, considering the subject. The man stood in front of a 31-year-old woman who was seated on the train inside the Forest Hill station on Friday when he began combing his beard with a knife and touching his genitals over his pants. This was at 8:40 in the morning. Who jerks off at 8:40 in the morning? Like, come on.
Man,
get the crust out your eye first.
And how do you comb your beard with a knife?
Right. Yeah, I think that was just exactly.
But you know, she's a New Yorker. She leaned over to him and whispered in his ear. She was like, "Oh yeah, switch hands, Poppy."
Because he sat next to her and placed his hands in his pants and continued to masturbate. The police said they're looking for information on this. You know what I'm saying? Forest Hill, Queens. Poor woman. I mean, I know it's New York. I know you expect crazy stuff on the train, but man, poor woman. But good Lord, man. I'm just shocked at 8:40 a.m. jack off. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
You woke up like this?
It's rush hour, B. Got no time for faking jacks.
You win, Kev. You win. You just won.
Do your thing. I'll do mine. Kids, stay out of my way.
nigga,
just trying to drink my coffee here.
You know
what are you doing, man?
I got pop more guns than you holding them. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway.
Terrible.
Shout out to Omega, man. That's my New York story. What's up?
Yeah, the mean streets of Forest Hills.
I was so hyped when I looked up and saw that it was in Queens. I was like, we did it. We made it. You know what I mean? We did exactly what we wanted to do. All right. Do you want to talk about this next topic? We at close to time. Do you want to get into this next topic now, or do you want to save it for next episode?
Oh, I think we should get into it now. Because also, I want to ask you... This is the first time, I think, in the history of this show that you have texted me and said, do you want to talk about this?
It's like, when I read this...
Which I can only assume you asked because you thought the answer was going to be no.
When I read this, I said, this can never be a thing. I had to check sources, like, this is a thing. Okay.
It's your girl. Get into
one of my favorite singers of all time. I mean, Kev said, Badu. Erykah Badu is working on a new perfume that smells like her vagina. Straight up. That's the topic.
Yay.
Wait, why did I? When you said yay, I thought of the yay that comes on before the honey song. Anyway,
yay.
Complex Magazine reports the people involved in this story. I typed common for some reason, just because I wanted to involve them in the story. You know what I'm saying? She's announcing a new perfume called, excuse the language behind this, folks, this is just what it's called. It's called Badu's Pussy. In an interview with Ten Magazine, which she said is an olfactory tribute to what Badu calls her superpower.
Wow.
Her quote says, "There's an urban legend that my pussy changes men." I'm sorry, excuse the language, I'm just quoting her. "The men that I fall in love with and fall in love with me change jobs and lives." She explained the process of making the fragrance, which include burning some of her underwear. "It took lots of pairs of my panties," she said. "Cut them into little pieces and burned them," she said. "Even the ash is part of it." I initially read ass, by the way. All right. She also revealed that she no longer wears underwear, so she didn't care about offering them up.
I don't even... I saw that. I was like, you can buy more underwear. You don't have to not wear underwear.
One of the most successful singers of this generation. You can buy more underwear.
Can't
if you want
afford
to.
Underwear. And what happens if it sells out? There's just not going to be that key ingredient is not going to be included anymore. That's not cool.
Oh, it's just going to be a lot of napkins involved. Her quote.
Yeah, what is the FDA? What is the FDA approval process on this
I'm
product?
I'm just saying, it's got to be somebody's got to stop this at some point. Anyway, she also said, and I quote, "The people deserve it."
Okay.
Strong question mark on the word deserve. Well, you know what I mean? I'm talking like the Riddler size question mark on the word deserve.
Well, that's the thing, is that the word deserve has this interesting connotation in the English language and usage, where it can be used to refer to a reward and also to a punishment.
Oh my God, a new scent will be available through her Badu World Market store on February 20th. For those of y'all who are running out to buy that, that's
wow,
in a week from the time this.
Wait, what's the date that's available?
February 20th. She missed it though. She blew
just
it.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you blew it. 6 days too late.
You know, the weird thing that just hit me is that I just saw that Jay Electronica announced that his debut album is finally done. So maybe she sent out testers to a select few.
I really wish I would have been the one to make that connection. That's so true. Soon as his album's complete, she drops a pussy fragrance.
Wow.
She's trolling Jay Electronica, yeah.
The first 1,000 bottles, if you order one of the first 1,000 bottles, you get a complimentary pair of custom crochet boxer briefs.
That you have to break dance in with shell bracelets.
That have already been they've already been pre-worn by Common.
Man.
But you know the one thing that the one reason why she definitely should not have done this is because for some reason in this, they mention stuff that she said about Bill Cosby and Hitler.
Yes.
Which is a pretty wide-ranging interview.
It is. Yes. We went from fragrances
to Bill Cosby. Which I'd never heard about.
Yeah.
Which maybe I'd heard about, but like, you know,
Twitter
whatever.
Twitter madness. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that?
She tried to make this connection between like Hitler as an artist, like being able to respect Hitler's art, but not connecting it to the person he was. and a similar argument to Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? And the answer is no. That's just how this all ends. I get it. There are a lot of fans of Erykah Badu, I'm sure, that would disagree with me. But the answer is just no. No. No, young Badu, no. Nah.
Nope.
But people will go out and buy it, buy this fragrance. And
do you think so?
It's going to sell out.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's a novelty, man. Somebody's going to buy it just to figure out why the hell this is happening. She may not be able to do a repress, a rerun of it. But I'm guaranteeing you this is going to sell out just for the novelty.
And did she, what was the science? Well, how did it actually, was it like the sexologist lady? What was her name? Oh,
God, yeah. I don't remember her name, but yeah.
Because that's a little gross.
It's a bit much. It is a bit. It's
I just like too much. She's just in her kitchen with just like a juicer, and so I don't know what is
fair. She said
actually happening.
I'm like, yo, you hit Michaels real hard for the scissors to cut up underwear though. Like, damn, it's like, oh man, the shock value of entertainers. I love it. Yo, let's wrap this up, man. You. You guys, thank y'all for rocking on Rap Sucks. I don't even know what to say no more. Like, I'm lost. Thank y'all for rocking on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
This is what happens when you use AirPods.
I kind of wish that was the name of the fragrance. Anyway, you can catch us on any podcasting, I guess, except for Pandora, which I don't know why y'all tripping. Or RapSucksRadio.com, RSR podcast on Facebook, where we post the articles and discussion of anything that we, or articles of everything we discuss, and RapSucksRadio on Instagram, where you know Kev is doing video clips and they're fresh, they're really fresh, they're dope.
Thanks, buddy.
Word up.
It's actually great fun. Just check it out.
Word up. Check it out. We're getting responses on them too. It's pretty cool. All right, Kev. Now I just don't even want to do that. Okay. On the count of three, we say peace. One.
Okay.
Two, three. Peace. God. So now it's not even fun for the people. Anyway, we out, y'all. We out.
You know I got you on speakerphone, so we'll see. We'll see.
You need some AirPods. We out.